This motive, reverence for God, this is a slippery one. This lets in a great deal of the clutter that actually gets between us and God, because it seems like the proper thing to do. Papa, I come to you this morning has a totally different feel than Almighty God and Everlasting Father. Even if you don't start out that way, addressing God with a coat-and-tie formality you would never have wanted between you and your dad will end up starching the relationship. Papa is what Jesus gave us. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. Because you are sons, God sent the spirit of his Son into our hearts, the spirit who calls out, Abba, Father, from Romans 8 and Galatians 4. The point is not the words. The point is the fruit, their effect. Stained glass language reflects a view of what Jesus is like. It shapes our perceptions of him, and therefore our experience of him. Whatever the term may be, just ask yourself, does this sound like his actual personality? Does this capture his playfulness, infuriating the Pharisees, his humanity, generosity, and scandalous freedom? Does this sound like the Jesus at Cana, at dinner with sinners, on the beach with the boys? These ways of speaking about Jesus perpetuate distorted views of his personality, and they keep Jesus at a distance, the polar opposite of the intimacy his entire life was committed to. It makes it hard to love him. This stuff actually gets in the way of loving Jesus. Listen, you can honor him, respect him, insist that others do, and never actually love Jesus. That is not what he wanted. False reverence is a choice veil of the religious fog. It will bring a shroud between your heart and his.